Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is about training and its varying intensity to break plateaus. So we all kind of know that when we get into regular training, we know that our body will get used to things if we do everything the same way. So if I come in and I always do the same three exercises, at first, they're kind of new enough that our body will kind of adapt from workout to workout, and we'll feel some changes, we'll feel some challenge. But eventually, it kind of would get bored with that, and it will start to be able to predict the intensity, and you're going to get less and less results from that. So if I came in and I squatted 3 sets of 10 every time I trained legs, that's going to be difficult the first maybe 1, 2, even 3 workouts. But on my 4th or 5th workout, I'm going to have a hard time trying to increase weight anymore, so I might have to then change my reps. Maybe instead of 3 sets of 10, I add weight and I do 3 sets of 8. And then again, my body would plateau at that within a workout or two, and then maybe I have to change it to 3 sets of 6. I'll do that for a workout or two, but now I realize, oh crap, 6 is kind of really heavy. I was wanting to build more muscle. Maybe I have to go back to 10. And then you go back to 3 sets of 10 and maybe try to use more weight than you used the last time. But again, that gets kind of hard. So you just kind of keep playing the game of manipulating reps and weight. And eventually, that does reach kind of a plateau in the sense where it becomes very challenging to add reps or change weight to that same movement over and over again. So then people might change from a barbell squat to maybe a front squat or to a specialty bar. But what they don't change among all this is you've been doing 3 sets of effort. So you'll do a set of effort, take usually, you know, say a 2-minute rest period, 2 or 3 minute rest. You do another set of effort, 2 or 3 minute rest, and then another set of effort. So that's what you've been getting used to. So maybe you change the rep range, maybe you change the exercise, but that same type of format has been the same. Just a bout of effort, a rest period, bout of effort, rest period, bout of effort. That 3 sets of effort. That's something that people commonly don't look to changing. And this is an example of a single exercise, but if you think of your normal workouts, that's typically what most kind of beginners fall into, is they do a set of an exercise, or they pick an exercise, and they do it for, say, 3 to 5 sets. And then they'll move to the next exercise, 3 to 5 sets, the next exercise, 3 to 5 sets. And even though they're changing their exercises, even though they're changing the sets and reps, they're still going to keep that same flow of the workout. And that's going to eventually cause plateaus. Now, it can take people, you know, 6 months, a year, maybe even 2 years before they've reached that plateau. But I'm assuming most people listening to these podcasts has already been training for at least a year. So, yes, there are some beginners to this podcast. Hello, and I'm glad you're listening. But more commonly, the feedback I get from people in terms of the listeners that I'm aware of, so the ones that send me messages, are people that have been training for a couple of years. They're even trainers, some athletes in different genres of sport. So we kind of, the most feedback we've been getting are people who've been working out for a while. And that's why I thought this might be a fun post to make, because a lot of the information you'd find on this podcast and other ones are commonly kind of like beginner-ish type information. So beginner information for nutrition and training. And I am well aware that I do that, but I do it on purpose, because often people forget to do the freaking basics the right way. So I can't tell you the number of times I have people where they've been training, you know, 5+ years, they come to me and they want to, like, get better results, but you look at their nutrition and they're not even following the freaking beginner stuff. So maybe they did when they first started, but they kind of, like, fell off the wagon a little bit. So we usually have to just reintroduce the basics, hold them accountable to the basics, and then all of a sudden they start pushing forward in their progress. So instead of taking an intermediate person or even an advanced, and starting with intermediate and advanced techniques, we make sure that the beginner techniques are even in place first. So there's a ton of times when I meet people who've been training for years and they don't have form correct on a basic exercise, say such as squats or deadlift or bench press. So commonly, instead of us talking about the nuances of eccentric speed and any kind of overload or underloading waves we might do for those lifts, let's first think if we're doing the lifts correctly. So a lot of times I'll have people are naturally more quad dominant than hamstring dominant. Now there are the exceptions, but more commonly people are quad dominant. So when they come in and they're saying they're not making progress on their squat, either strength or leg development wise, it's often because they're imbalanced in their muscle usage, so we have to change their positioning and reteach them how to squat through more even usage of the muscles. That's a very kind of beginner thing, is learning how to squat again, but that's commonly where we need to start rather than trying to do all the fancy techniques. So that's why, even though we have a lot of intermediates and some advanced people listening to this, why I still like to include beginner stuff. Okay, so as we were saying, the body adapts to repeated stimulus, and not only, like we said, we commonly think of changing exercises and reps and stuff, but we don't commonly think of changing the format. So this would be the same as if we went out and ran a mile. So running a mile the first time is horrible, and you're going to feel like you're going to die. But if you go out and run that same mile 10 times in a row, by the 10th time, it's going to feel easier. So it might not be like totally easy to the point where you don't care anymore, but it's definitely going to feel easier than the first time. And that's what we're saying, is even if you switch exercises in your workouts, the body will still adapt to the intensity style of training. And this would be the same as running a mile, but maybe I'll run it, you know, in my neighborhood one time. Maybe I'll run it on the track, the high school track, the next time. Maybe I'm at a friend's place and we run together in the morning, but it's a different place. But if it's still a mile, it's still a mile. So maybe the grade is a little bit different in certain areas. You know, maybe you're running it in the morning sometimes, running at night sometimes, but a mile is still a mile. So there's going to be some variations, but there's not going to be a large variation. So kind of like a whole systemic breakdown type of variation. And that's where I thought it might be fun for us to talk about, is how to modify the intensity of your workout. Because what it does is it allows you to shock your body into new growth, but without having to add time to your workouts. So oftentimes when people reach a plateau, they always ask, what else do I need to do? Or what more? They always look for more, more, more. Well, instead of us adding more work, let's just modify the work that we already do. So if I'm already in the gym for an hour, let me just make that hour more miserable, so aka more productive, rather than trying to set aside an hour and 15 minutes or an hour and a half. So just like somebody who's running a mile, if that's all the time they really have, or if that's even just the event they need to get ready for, running 2 miles and 3 miles and 4 miles might not be feasible time-wise, and it might not even lead you where the goals you want to go. So instead of running a mile at a consistent pace, you can introduce sprint intervals to your mile. And that'll make that mile feel way freaking harder, even though you don't have to increase your distance. So that's what we can think of with our workouts, is how can I make my workouts more effective without adding more time. So let's go through some common ways on how to modify intensities. And one of the most common ones is just to simply flip your workout. So typically the format that we teach in our podcast and what I teach my clients is you typically would come in, you do some type of warm-up. So maybe you do like kind of movement preparation, you know, foam rolling, stretching, whatever. You do some small muscle kind of warm-ups, maybe even some abs. You kind of get your body prepared for the day. Then you go into your strength movement, then your muscle manipulation work, which refers to either muscle building or muscle shaping or muscular endurance development, anything you're trying to do to the muscles. And then you would end with muscle cardio, so something that gets you out of breath but continues to use the muscles. And that's more for cardiovascular health and just kind of burning off some body fat and staying in quote-unquote good shape. So that's the typical format that we would do, is a warm-up, strength, muscle manipulation, muscle cardio. So in order to change your intensities, you can change from and do it where you do a warm-up, then muscle cardio, then strength, then muscle manipulation. So simply reorganizing the parts of your workout can make a difference. So typically what happens is when you would do your muscle cardio last, you're typically going to be worn out and kind of tired. You're going to give it your best, but you're already kind of worn out by then. Well, if you do your muscle cardio initially right after your warm-up, you're going to have more energy to give to it. All of a sudden, you're going to kind of kill your old performances and do a great job. And then all of a sudden, you'll go into your strength movements and your muscle manipulation movements and be more exhausted than you're used to. And that's going to make them feel really different, really harder than what they typically would. And that's going to help create that really change of intensity. So your body is used to doing the strength and muscle manipulation work more fresh. But now doing the muscle cardio first, all of a sudden you're not coming in fresh to those movements. So it's going to make them feel a lot harder. You're going to feel kind of more just beat up from them in a good way. But that's a nice way to kind of change up your workout intensity. So you didn't make the workout any harder. You just changed the order of the components. So that's one example. Another example we have is we said commonly people do straight sets, which is they will do a set of something, sit around, wait for a little bit, do a set of that same thing again, sit around, wait a little bit, do another set. So they typically just kind of do a bout of effort, a break, a bout of effort, a break, something like that. So what you can do is you can mess up that pattern. So one of the ways is to do supersets, which is where you pick two exercises and you do them back to back. So rather than me doing leg extensions for 3 sets of 10 and then leg curls for 3 sets of 10, I would do a set of leg extensions right into a set of leg curls, and then I would take a break. I'll do my second set of leg extensions right into my second set of leg curls, and then take a break. So you do two bouts of efforts for two exercises back to back rather than just doing a single exercise for single bouts. So that's one way, and that actually shortens your workouts, by the way. So that's a great way to get the same amount of work in less time. So you can maybe take a 40-minute workout and get it done in 30 minutes. Or you can take that 40-minute workout, and since you're now done with your typical volume amount in 30 minutes, you'll have 10 minutes now to add more stuff. So you've been able to add more, but not extend the overall time of your workout. So supersets are really awesome for fitting in more work in the same amount of time, or getting the same amount of time done in same amount of work done in less time. So the other techniques we have would be rest pause is one. And what this means is typically if I do a set of 10 and then I kind of stop because my form is breaking down, I would take maybe a two minute break and then go for another set of 10. Rest pause says you would go to failure, good form failure. You would rest the weight, pause for only 3 to 5 seconds, pick the weight back up, and then try to do some more. So maybe you'll do 10 reps, rest for 5 seconds, pick that weight back up, and maybe you can get 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 reps more all of a sudden. And that helps pushing your muscles further into muscular failure than what they're typically used to. And the benefit of having that rest, why wouldn't I just do all 15 in a row? Well, first of all, if you were doing a set of 10 and now magically you can do 15 reps, you were dogging it. So that first set of 10 should have been freaking hard to where you wouldn't have been able to get to 15 reps. So you should need the break to be able to get the extra reps anyhow. And then also that break allows you to control your form. So rather than doing 10 good ones plus 5 crappy ones where you're no longer even working the right muscle, you can take that rest, pick the weight back up, and then ensure that the next few reps are still with good, safe form, which is important, and then also form that's still clean enough that you're targeting the right muscles. So that's why that break is important. So don't just try to hammer through extra reps and having them all look like shit so when you get hurt or use the wrong muscles. So take that break. That break is important and it's necessary. So it doesn't make you hardcore to do stuff wrong. It just makes you look like an idiot. Okay, the next technique we have is drop sets. And this is similar to a rest pause, except for you're not going to keep the same weight. You're going to go to a lighter weight. So maybe I'll do a set of 10, and say I'm using 40-pound dumbbells. I'll do a set of 10, put the 40-pound dumbbells down, and then I'll go grab 30s and see if I can get another set of 10 with no limit, like no rest in between. So you would do that first set of 10 with the 40s. You'd set the weight down, pick up the 30s, go right into the next bout of effort, and maybe you can get more reps, like say 10 reps. So a drop set means you're dropping in weight. So instead of doing a set of 10, waiting, 1 to 2 minutes, and then another set of 10, you're going to do a set of 10, only wait maybe 10 seconds as you swap out for new weights, and then go right into another bout of effort for good form failure. So these techniques, we talked about supersets, rest pause, and drop sets. There's probably 20, 30, 40 even techniques like that. So here's 3 examples. If you would like more information, we have a handout that I've already have written for my past trainers that I used to train of all the variables of different techniques. So shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com, and I'll send you a list of these type of techniques. There's a ton out there, and they're all great ways to increase intensity without increasing your workout time. So if you're interested in those techniques, shoot us an email, and I'll send it to you. Now, other than those techniques, other than flipping our workout, we still have other options as well. We can also change the sets per exercise. So if you're typically used to doing, say, 3 sets per exercise, If you were all of a sudden to change to doing the same exercise now for, say, 6 or 7 or even 8 sets, that's going to be a whole new level of intensity for you. So typically within 3 sets, the first set, your body kind of got that one down. It's totally fine. Second set feels a little bit challenging. Third set, you're like, oh, man, that was really hard. But then you walk away. So instead, stay for a 4th, a 5th, a 6th, or even a 7th or 8th set. And really, really let your muscles wear down. So something we can think of here is instead of doing 6 exercises for 3 sets each, I can do 3 exercises for 6 sets each. That way I get the same amount of volume done, the same amount of workload, but it's going to feel way harder because I'm sitting on those same movements until everything breaks down. And this is good, like muscle breakdown. So that is something you can try. So, for example, I just did a leg workout today, and I wanted to focus more on hamstrings, but still get a full thigh development. So I actually worked out with my mom, and we did lying hamstring curls. Then we went to hack squat. And then leg press, with our feet high and wide to work the hamstrings and glutes. Those are the only exercises we did, just those 3. But we sat on those exercises and did really freaking horrible stuff. We did a lot of rest pause, forced reps, and some other techniques. So we only needed 3 exercises. And that's something very different for most bodybuilders. Most bodybuilders are used to trying to find a million different angles, a million different exercises, to where all of a sudden they're doing 24, 28, even 30 sets of exercises in a single workout. So instead, you can switch that up. Drop down your exercise selection to, say, only 2 or 3. And just do a lot of sets of those 2 or 3 exercises and really challenge your body to stay in good position. And it'll allow all the muscles to really get a bigger, thorough breakdown during those movements. Okay, so last one I'm going to throw at you guys in this podcast is, because there's still way more, but this is definitely already over the limit for what you guys can probably retain, and myself included, this would be a lot of information to take on at one time. So, the last one we have is the introduction of challenge sets. So these take on a bunch of different names. Some people call them widowmakers, and there's another couple names. But basically what it is, you pick an exercise, and you pick a number of reps that you know there's not a chance in hell that you can get in one straight shot. So maybe I pick the hack squat, for example, and I have a weight that I know I can only do 10 reps with, but I'm going to set a goal of 30 reps. So yes, that sounds insane, but that's the point of it. It's a challenge set. So I would do my 10. I would kind of have a little bit of a rest pause, kind of a short rest, maybe, you know, 5, 10, even 15 seconds. I maybe try another bout of effort, maybe only get 6 this time. I maybe take another 30 seconds rest, try another maybe 6 reps, 30 seconds rest, maybe try 5 reps. So you just kind of break it down into small chunks. And typically with these challenge sets, the amount of rest you take in between your bouts of effort is shorter than a typical normal rest. So if I typically rest 1 minute, I have to make sure that my rest during the challenge set are less than 1 minute. If I typically rest 2 minutes, I have to make sure my rests are shorter than 2 minutes. So one example I have is I have some people who do barbell squats, and we'll pick a weight that I know they can do maybe 8 reps with, but I want them instead of doing 8, we're going to do 5 sets of 3. And that might be something that's challenging for some people. Now, if you're more advanced, that's not going to be that hard because the reps per set were so low. So if you want more of a challenge, you can try maybe like sets of 5. So maybe even 3 sets of 5 with real short rest periods, like say 30 seconds. So what you would do is you would chunk off the work into smaller sections. And that's the idea of a challenge set. Now, you can do that for kind of a quick bout of effort. So maybe I want to come in and I know I have a short time rest on my workout. So maybe I'll go in, I'll do a proper warm-up, get ready for barbell squats, and maybe a weight that I can typically do, like we say, for maybe 10 reps. Let's go with 5 reps, okay? So a weight I know I can do for 5. Typically, I might do, say, a set of 5, and then maybe I can get another set of 5, but I'd be surprised if I can get a third set. Well, that means that it would be really hard for you to get 15 reps. But let's instead do 5 sets of 4 and see if you can get 20 reps. And that's going to be a little more of a challenge because it's going to push you to a higher volume than what you're used to. So that's the idea of a challenge set. Now, I've also done challenge workouts. So I had one day where I put some weight on the leg press, and it was a weight that I could do for about 20 to 30 reps in a row. And I said to myself, I haven't been challenged in a long time. I want to kick my butt. So I set the goal of 1,000 reps. So I did take a weight that I could do for at most 30 reps, and I took the time needed to bust out 1,000 reps for the workout. Now, it did take me 2 hours. So it was a pretty stupid challenge, but once I started it, I realized I had to finish it. So it took me 2 hours, and I didn't estimate that very well. So I ended up having to train a client while I was trying to finish up the second half. So that was just horrible. So thankfully, it was kind of like a friend, so they didn't mind me doing my sets in between their sets. But that was the idea of something challenging was, if you had told me, can you do that weight for 1,000 reps, I'd have been like, holy crap, I mean, maybe I could, but I just don't want to. So it was a good challenge for me. It forced me to do something that was outside of my normal comfort zone. So that's something you can do, is just pick one exercise for the workout and just do a crap ton of reps and stuff that you're not used to, a volume that would seem normally insane. So something that you have to really, really test yourself. And a great thing to do is find a partner for this stuff. So I made my mom one time squat 1,000 reps in a workout. So she broke it down into, I think, 50 sets of 20 or 20 sets of 50, something like that. And she had to do that for a workout. It took her over an hour. But after that workout, she became a hell of a lot mentally tougher. So that's the idea, is if you want to bust through plateaus, you have got to do something new, okay? If you keep putting in the same level of intensity, you're just going to get the same results. And eventually, as you're now noticing, those results become so small you might not even see them, or you're not even really making changes. Okay? So, if you've plateaued and you want to get new, you have to do new. So find something new. Find something that's a challenge and pushes you out of your normal comfort zone. Okay? So when you were a beginner and you first started lifting weights, everything was new. And then as you got a little more, experience, a little more time under the weights, all of a sudden things kind of came ho-hum and they became the same, okay? So when you first started, everything was new, and you made great progress. Now that you're established and you know what you're doing, you have to go out and seek and create stuff that's new. So it's no longer new by accident anymore. You've got to make it new. Okay, you got to put in the work to find a way to challenge yourself, to push yourself to a new place if you want to get new growth. Okay, so hopefully this helped. Like we mentioned, if you want some handouts for those type of techniques, shoot us an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com, and I'll send you the email, information. Okay, so if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share it. So the more people we help, the happier the world's going to be. And then if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. So this podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about, okay? So shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.